Before you go back, if there are any questions of general or particular interest, just stay here, I'll take them. They're moving on to the new sugi.
Maybe
you
said that the reason why
Moshe
the person is meant doesn't have a problem of the migu of ganavus. The fact that we don't assume that he's a ganav isn't a problem is because this is the first half of the there's two steps in figuring out what happens has to have. And the first step is just looking at the situation
it's feasible, not so only, yeah.
Objectively. And then we listen to the timings. So there's two cases in the Gemara. One of them, the Rush mentions, is where there's no Edom on the Tvisa, and then why does, and then he asks the question, why doesn't Amigo help? The case the Rush is talking about is where there are Edom, and he asks why doesn't Amigo help in that case. But there's a similar question, which is in Gemara, when there's no Edom,
and he still needs Amigo.
And he still needs Amigo.
Right.
So, for the case of Rush, Rebbe's Rebbe will answer the question because since they're Edim, so the Edim saw the situation.
Yeah. They saw Khatifa.
So they saw the Khatifa. So in the first step already, you could already judge that it was a Tzvisa. But in the case of the Gemara, you have to be Moida in order for you to know that there's a Tzvisa.
So that's very true. So what's fair? Is it true? I mean, good.
So then we're already saying asking him why were you Tarifus it. So then we don't in that type of situation we don't assume he's a Gaza. So why don't we judge his Tfisa in a positive way?
What he's saying is very correct. It's certainly true. But he finds same thing in the Baba. The even when he says there's no Edom. No Edom. He comes back and says, "Ain chatfe vidi di chatfe." It's only time for nida. So the Gemara says, "Is neamar remi Rashi in response began." The Gemara says, "There is neamar migoy. Migoy the kol sel adam. He's able to say the di chatfe. What do you need a migoy for? Because just the saying, "Ain chatfe" is already it does about din to make the other guy more calm. Chatfe means if he was a chaytev, if the other guy was an echtav. Echtav means that until a minute before he was in possession of it. So the Gosh Baal didn't make the other guy a muzak. So who didn't win? So that's the beginning now. Here we have exactly the same case. Once he's made that he was a toifis. Toifis means the other guy was an echtav. So that's Gosh Baal didn't to take away from himself. To give the other guy the benefit of a chesed mokam.
He has a
migo
over there?
So now, yeah. But then you have a migo. No, without Eidecho. Again, there's three cases. Eidecho, no Eidim, do Eidim. I'm saying even in the case of no Eidim, Ein Chatve, Didi Chatve, he needs a migo. You're a Pesh Osa. Without that, that's not what he's saying. You might be saying exactly the same thing you find there, you find here. That when he's moided the Chatifo, we still need a migo. So I'm telling you why. Because it's Eidos Bal Din, which establishes the Nechtaf. We could establish him as being a nechtav. A nechtav means he was a Muslim. Means he was a Muslim yesterday before the Chatifa. But I think I answered your question. The point very well taken. Yeah, anything else about the Zochin and Tayyat al Khayyim and Chav al Khayyim and Shlichus? Now everything is clear? Okay, good.
According to the Nesivis, in the end of the day, shouldn't the problem of our Gemara be that he's not a sheikh of a Baal Mamon and that
Quentin and Sivis in Chav Lachim that says Shulchan Baal Mamon. Yeah, so what's the challenge?
Shouldn't in the end of the day the problem be that he was tough at that he's not a sheikh of a Baal Mamon to make it a Baal Mamon? The Gemara said it's toughest Bachel Lachver Makov Shechav Lachem.
Yeah. How Gemara? Yeah, Bachoshu?
Yeah.
The Gemara's asking why Medin Zochin, it doesn't help. Why can't it be Zeicha v'chaveroi? The answer is, it's ha'vachayrim. Ah, you made him a shliach. So that Nesiva says it's not shliach.
But then
Nesiva
said that, then Nesiva went back to holding
his chiyas
nami
tam shlichos? Whatever it is, there's a sugi of Zeicha v'chaveroi, which actually means b'mokum Zochen. So the Gemara says not that principle. That Zochen would have helped and should have helped, if not for the fact, it's a ha'vachayrim. That's halacha here. Chav l'achem is a problem in Zochen.
The Nesivis came on to the fact that a lova is not a bal mamon, usually based on the fact that Zochi is mitam shlichos. And he seems to not tell us that he went back to holding not like that.
The Nesivis said that in Rashi. That here, even though he made him a shliach, in Rashi, Mamatziah says, Shav shliach gets around. Here it doesn't. So he says, very well, because here he's not really a shluch. He's not shluch by the moment. Yeah, right, let's move into the next sugya. Migas Echad Nashri. He can be even in the capacity of a Zeicha, he can be Zeicha
Lachem. Yeshua says you don't need that Teres and Tyson anymore. After his Yisod, he said you don't need Tyson's Teres and Migas Echad Nashri. Rather, you can say like he answered for Rashi, that there's a Chilat there. But over here, the other one was talking about a case where he sent where...
Okay, I'm saying it. He says it. I'm saying it.
No, but how does he learn the case in the Bavitzi then?
What? Magmizu? I didn't think about it. All right, there's an Indian here which comes up, which I'm going to leave for the Hamshech Hasidim term of. Comes up a few times in the Hamshech, whether in order to be Tavis, you have to make a good Kenyan, an effective Kenyan or not. But we'll there are more and more Mamakomis as we go on, so we'll leave it. And then Rav Huna said he's a Mulzak, and Rav Papa said he's a Mulzak. He's holding the rope, he's holding the ark, whatever. So we'll leave that, Mr. Shem. Then if it was in the Rosh Hashanah, so it's not a Malkom Vayil Kinyan. But those are the Shalas, which the Rishayim Nechayim talk about. And we'll leave it for the Hamshech and Mitzvah Shem. Avimi veid Rabbi Abo, have a mask beizuze beichazoy shadvinu bead chomo beid Rabbi Abo. Also, beinu amal havu yishava amal usetvay ninu asal kamed Abo amal yislach sade debatinu. Amalei loy amalei migoy dechelim loyim lahed vameilo michelim. Namun yam usetvay ninu. Lina shumei mai amal mavash lichazin and yom leish kol shtarav have zuze mishalim because he was pesha have. Zuzay shalosh kol loy mishalim loy bengach vegech mishalim dom loy liskun yishadik loy lavosi. Good. Maski veinoshim bei beichoy zoi anshay oisem medinu setoi mitzad acher hoinu noishim the chizoi said mitzad acher hoinu noishim bei milve palfe umach mazay ze mal ve milve nachzik bohem. Dinan shlumei shaliach lemishaleach ma miyave pasheya sheher ziyamoyz as lekibu memesan. Lesne shtad yichayil uchal dagdeg b'tagonosi. Okay, so we'll see the rest of Shem and Sugi. The two shalas, where are we going? The two shalas. First of all, take care of the shala. What do you need the migui for? What does he have to have in the monas? Gabi, what does he have in the monas? And then we'll see the Rishon Lakish of migui lahitzi. So first shala begins with the Rosh and the Ran here. Noch einmal. Rosh. Oma, Migo, die Jochel Mema. La Adam, Jochel Mema, sie zwei Ninu. Aber Vloi, Migo, die Vloi Meheimon, der Lavt, eine Mal Yusohi, die Jese, Berotso, in Odom, Pereya, Milve, Vestar, Milve, Alpe. So go step by step in the rush. At this point, the Malva says, he paid back. I said, we paid back, and then the Choyv Milva Balpeh, and the Loiva or his whatever. The Loiva says, no, I paid back the Milva Shtara. The Gemara says the Migoy. So from the rush is Mavur Divay Rosh Boru Mogu. That it's Mavur that it's a Toyim Venitan about an event. Here, about an event. What was Nifa? Which Choyv was Nifa? Besides the Choyv, which Choyv was Nifa? The Malva says the Choyv that we were talking about was the Milva Balpeh, and the Loiva says the Choyv that was Nifa that we were talking about, that was Nifa, that we're acting upon, was the Milva Bishtar. Okay. Who's Nemon? The one has the Migoy. Who's the Migoy? The Malva has a Migul. Why? Because there's no Edim. Migul Adam. It's like any case, the word like Teresa, if he could hide the thing and deny the existence of the existence of the payment, the existence of the metal and everything, so you can tell whatever you want about it. It's just classical Migul Adil Adam. You can Migul Adam. I can say I took it for kach. Okay. What do you need a Migul for? So the says the Rosh because the all things because all things are equal because Bemis is a Schwachetainer because Minastam a person wants to patter up a Mil Bishtar before he patters up Mil Bapeh. Very good. He's again, so we established beyond the doubt and Mimele Shmamino the Rosh Mimele Shmamino the Rosh disagrees with the Ran, which we'll see in some Misa already. The Ran says. The Malva can be Koveya. What's being paid back? We'll come to that Mishnah. The Rosh Mishnah didn't hold again. There's a Shaila in the Rosh. And I mean, we have to explore it blindly because Rosh doesn't give. Don't tell us how, where to go here. Why does the Rosh have to say? The Lav Tainim Malis Beloi Migi Loi Mehim Mod Lav Tainim Malis Sahi. Why do we have to give him? Why do we have to say it's a Shvacha Tainim? Well, it's a good time, but he says, Shtar. Why do we have to make a Shvacha Tainer? As a Shal Chamura, they get to the crack to the Sugi. If it wouldn't be a Shvacha Tainer, you wouldn't need a Migoy. That's my chance to ask. So how would the entire unfold? So he would say, then the Lord would say, I pay back the Shtar. The man would say, pay back the Shtar. The Lord says, I paid you back. The Malva says, no, you didn't. But the Lord will say, but you're asking, I gave you money. The Malva says, yeah, I'm asking, I gave you money, but it was something else.
He still has the shtar.
Oh, so Choyu, you would think to say, that's what you want to say. Choyu, do you want to say that, so Shaila is, if that's the way the Torah would unfold, then Choyu is like that, so then how would you paskin? Why should we? What would you paskin? So you're saying we were paskin shalviyoti. We were given the benefit. He's being taver move b'shtar and tried to learn them and against move b'shtar, right? We would invoke that din, that principle, that qualistic din. But despite the background, that we will still apply the din of shtoch b'ed my boss, or that paraiti is not them and paraiti is not them against move b'shtar. Yeah, maybe. First of all, it's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? There are two halachos. I'm thinking a lot. I don't have it. But boy, that's mechudish. That's a chiddush. Well, I mean, Anel was saying it. Why did Shver? What?
One of
them
says
yeah, here we know that the apparel, that money changed hands. We know money changed hands. And so that was for what purpose? Well, was it earmarked for this? Was it earmarked for that? So the poshup says that the raya shaboy, the poshup that the raya, if we look at Shalom Yad, my boss being constantly a raya, that I'm still holding on to a shah's a raya, that it's still chayv to me, Shalom Yad doesn't hold too much water. Because here, both are asking that the shah changed hands, and he tainus should have given it back, he didn't, and he tainus is the reason why he didn't give it back to you. But subjectively, the shah has my voice not so poshut. That's one shayla. But film naniach, the shayla. We'll see more in Hashem. But film naniach, the Rav of Bichan Rosh holds no, he is still the Baal Shtar. And the answer could be. It could be that I don't know. We'll say the shita of the Rosh is that he's still a Baal Shtar, and the loive is at a disadvantage that he can't tainus rightly against the Shtar, and we apply that in here too. So then fakir, so then shver, then shver what the Rosh says, it's a love tainus malusi. For such a love tainus malusi, he means that because of that. Let me let lads not mistabe. The man will pay back a move about pay before move b'shtam. Yosef votes not to pay a move b'shtam move about pay. So that's enough to be married to knock the wind out of the toshoch and my boys. If we still have time for b'shtam, so then a lot of time Malis says it's going to shvach and not b'shtam so much. Either way, there's something needs hands there. Okay, let's see the run.
He's tying it, and he's tying it because he thinks that the woven meant that he was paying back the mobile bank. Are they both in Moscow?
No, according to us again. According to the Rosh, the Levi says I pay back the move, it's time. The Malva says to pay back the Sefer.
Oh, he says you pay back the Sefer.
The Malva says that's what you pay. That's what you pay back. Past parents, and Levi says what I pay back is the Shtar.
So why do you
take
the Shtar?
Why did he not take it?
Yeah.
First of all, he wasn't there. Shliach was there. And second of all, that's part of the Dinu Dvarim. Mirosh Amina says the Ran at the bottom and base of the base. The Shemit and Eshmecher Shnei Chavei Supa Aloy Aloy Vestam Ben Yochel Ema Sheyiu. The Peroin Chayiv Koini Shemachmo Asay Nosem Loi Ad Rabo Hoshus Biad Amar Veloi Memach Masari Koini Lekach Dilei Taim Hochi Kim hem ne lumem as doin nu mai have. Kat aber avim yochol avim lo ima shna akhma ze sekhel shel shan shokhon. Avad ya da marvel yen. Oy ay da lafil lo ama lo ibe. Das ze big khidish. Ve lo ibe ze ze shat in hele khol mai shel shel khoy poin yema ve kibo shosak. Yochol ama vel ma khadakh no, it wasn't for what you said. You said it was for that, but I wasn't makabel for that. Even though I didn't say anything. V'had the shosah, glad we shouldn't do it either way. Elo is a b'keyach on you. The litvois. V'achal tov as b'yot aydeh v'shdi kosay. It's a phenomenon of the hepech ha-gomu, the other extreme. The malva, the coin around, by all appearances, the Ran gives the malva the right to determine what is being paid for. Now the Levi doesn't want if he doesn't want it, he doesn't have to pay him before him. But once the money comes to his hands, the Malva is kevei which chayv is being paid back. What was going on in the sugya? So it's Boru, what was going on in the sugya? According to the Ran, the Ran ones are not arguing about my dehavo. It's not a time venitan. It's not a time venitan. The way with the Malve, let's pick up in the middle. Malve says, pay me back the shah. The Malve says, I paid you back. So Malve says, well, you pay me back is the other thing. Sitoi. And the Ran says, and he's absolute, it's not a question of monos. He has absolute koyachus to determine, even after Shligi, Shalsak, which has Maise, and he spoke later, he says, that this is what I accepted it for. The monos is, I guess, he had, good that he had in mind, whatever, but according to he has the koyachus to determine. That's what the Ran saw in the Sukkah. That's what's going on in Sukkah for the Ran. So the Shaila is, why does he need a migoy for? What does he need a migoy for? If the Ran says, Mihoch HaShaminan, that the Malvah is mamish in control, right? So what's the answer I always say? What? Who says that there was a Sitoi? Right, that's the Pasha of time. The answer is, the migoy, because the loyve, who says that he's chayv to another chayv? You know, so the other chayv is a chamilu v'apeh, and we have to assume that has to be. But we have to assume, or gabi the existence of the other chayv. We don't have it. That's not an established fact. So gabi the existence of the other chayv, we have to come out to toyim v'nidan. He has to be nem b'matoyim to toyim to say it was another chayv. Who says another chayv? Maybe you can say it like that. It was a milvav peh. Any kind of, right? Any kind of a milvav peh, the loiv is always nemun. The nitma is always nemun. Say it like that. I don't know you anything. Maybe if I don't know you anything, there's only one chayv on the agenda, namely milvav shah. So then the whole thing is bottled. So this koyach that we give the malveh to determine which chayv is being paid back is irrelevant, because the loiv is asking there's another chayv. So that's partial chayv in the sugya, that the migoy. The migoy is not give him this ability to control the nature of the peyorin. That's not a migoy to get in. That's not trying to get in. That's a price malve. The migoy is partial. Who says it's not a chayv? Migoy. They say, well, I'm seeing them, but to be
surveyed. Why should we leave a migoy on Adam? Adam would be a weaker tiny, and he still owes the loan of the star. That doesn't sit
right. Yeah.
So why should you believe that doesn't sit right? Because it's migoy on Adam.
Yep. What's it, why is it not a good migoy?
Because
Ladam
would mean
that
there's money with the star that wasn't paid.
Ladam is Ladam migoy. If he says Ladam,
no,
so means you still have the 100 in the star.
In the star, now that would leave him to.
You still have 100 in the star.
Ladam's a weaker time.
Now you have 100
with the.
Why is it weak? What's the weaker? We're talking about the Malva. The Malva is the same amount. And the Malva has the benefit. Malva wants the Mil Bashar to still be outstanding because he's in a better position. What?
It's the same thing, huh?
That's why. It's good. It's okay. That's the coin they run.
Either on, does the Malva need Das at the time of the Piron to be on the Shtar? Or to be on the Altar, not the Shtar?
What do you think? What's it look like?
I think yes, because he needs the Taina why he's Shosek. He needs to have the. He gives the whole Hezbollah why he was Shosek.
Yeah, he said the words and then, Bivir Dai Dai Bishti Kosai.
So maybe
Dai Dai Bishti Kosai.
Maybe Migas and their mother said his Das was Shas Mansi.
No, that's the same. But these things, Migas is the only time in the time. The ones who believe don't Migas. I don't have to believe him, that's what he's thinking. I don't think so anyway. It's not the. see, on the way, it looks like he has to think, he has to have that in mind at the time. But on the other hand, it I don't know. Read that, but she goes. None of these okay, so this is the machlokes. We shiny mass another kash now. Sugi, all we shiny mass a kash on sugi that he's holding. Migo de chalim loy maladam. Rabbi Bo, Omla migo de chalim loy maladam. Yechalim mam memasetoy ninu. the shaila is that's a miglaitzi. So it begins with Tyson Bob Basra, yeah, Bob Basra, never mind. Thank you. That is a word of background deficit. Well, this such a thing as Miguel Haitzi, it's not Gemara. It's a concept that we train him with Machadish. And the Quint Bawa Tyson is also a Bob Basra on base. He's one of the Makarios of Miguel Haitzi. Again, it's not Gemara. And Machayil Shainim, Rabban, and a few places is Shach Masavik Yibad. Some places Rabban says Miglaitzi Aminim. But those Shainim that assumed the existence of such a klal, so this is a steer to it. What does it mean Miglaitzi? Miglaitzi means that the Tainer that he's saying doesn't have a klal to make a moment, but Miglaitzi, he could have said a better Tainer. And the better Tainer that he could have said would have been Maitzi moment. So we strengthen. Right, the time that he in fact did say is enhanced and gets a koyach ha'tainer, or the koyach ha'vitzas moment, whatever of the alternative tainer that was available to him, and he's mighty moment. So that's the shalom. It's a migul haitzi aminan lay aminan. That's the shalom migul haitzi. So here's like this. Had there been Edim, the foolish in the Gemara, had there been Edim, let's analyze the case here. Had there been Yisloch Edim? So it says, no, there's no Edim. Had there been Edim? So then, we'll have to go by it. We ask the Shal again on each of the Rishonim. But it's been foolish, had there been Edim, he wouldn't be in a position to be Mighty Moment. Because, despite the fact that the Shal is still in his hand, but the other guy's Naaman with Tainus Mighty. That's the bottom line. With or without the Rosh. Again, had there been Edim that he paid him? So he says, here's the Edim I paid back a shot. You're tithing something else. But I'm tithing Paraiti. And so that he wouldn't be able to be Mighty Mom. Now, Migu, they can say, well, damn, he's never to say that Paraiti was a 20.
Where's the Rosh?
That's a Migu Haitzi.
Where's the Rosh? Yeah. They both ask him.
That there are two halos. Anyways, is he going to be mighty with the star, or is he going to be mighty for the alpha? I feel
lucky.
I mean, you want to say that's a
terence? That's called Miguel Haitzi.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you can't have Miguel Haitzi, even if he would have died. Anyway, Miguel Haitzi is on the moment or on the Chayyub? This Chayyub wouldn't have been entitled, but it would have been entitled for a different Chayyub.
Yeah, I don't know. Here.
It's not enough
for
me that I'm being
motzi
from
Mishabit. Is that enough
convenience?
You can make enough convenience.
It's
the motzi
from
Yeah. It's always if you have to come on to that. I understand that we can have those convenience. That ain't so.
I mean, how could it be that the book masking that there was a second halva? Because the next Sugi Gemara is, the Sheikh have to pay him back. If the book masking there was a second halva, so we should have to pay him back.
Because the second day, boy, love
also. What's he paying back for? He
has to. He told him, I want to pay back right now, I want to pay back in Rubishan, not the other one. And he messed him up.
Yeah, he's going to have to pay
back. Well, Taysmanley, yeah. A lot of things. Yeah, I don't know.
Why should the Shlech have to lose out? He didn't lose any money.
He gave out the money of the Balabos. It's something he didn't want to give out money for.
He doesn't get anything.
It could be now that there's no Gashan that he'll pay him back. And that's a good question, but I don't think he said that if he gives somebody $100 of your money and say do kach v'kach with it, that's something else with it. So that's my goodness. If he did something good and proper and you pay his income tax with it, you pay the guy's income tax, he can have a time to be. He wasn't holding that paying income tax today. It's nice to see it with the other guy's mom. It's not gnevi, it's the mom. He wanted to hold on to it.
Why is there a migul ahotzi? We're believing him with a migul that there was a sitrai, and if we pay back the sitrai,
oh, very good. Let's see. That's what Avant tells. Very good. So Tesis in Bobaslam Vez and Vez asked from Al-Sugi. ובהכרסיב דומה מיגד יחל למימה לאוהי דום אלו יחל למימה הנסטוינים ואף אגב דמיגו הויצי למינה שאני לא עושם דיגו שטורו What does it mean? So in Taisus is awesome. The one is doing in Taisus. We'll see. Minas Kuba Naima. Is we'll explain this first. The Achayne being down the Tzubas Ramban. The Shmaitz have been down in Shmaitz Aluf, the last parak. In which Ramban says that even though we hold Migoyt Eloiminan, but together with the Shnai, we say Migoyitzi. And he says, this is not, the Shmaitzi compares it to a few Musogim we have to introduce. The Shmaitzi says, Kayetzi Bedova, we'll explain it, Mishra. Kayetzi Bedova, that even though we pass in Ein Holchim a moment Acha HaRoiv, we don't say Roiv Holchim a moment like we know, but when there's a Roiv which supports the Baal Ashtar, so we say we're waiting for him based on Rav too. And they refer to because it's not considered being waiting for him. It's not really being waiting for him because since he's holding on to Ashtar, he's being Tevei Ashtar, so he's just, to some extent, he's a Muzok. Not a Migul Haitzi, really. It's close to being a Dhamma, it's a Migul Haitzi. That the Migul is, it confirms the Ashtar in the. It's not being mighty, and the Rebbe is not being mighty moment. The Rebbe just said that the chayv of the star is correct. We're verifying, and it's the validation of the chayv of the star. The child like this, but what the Rishayim is referring to, the Rishayim had it. The Machlokes and like this, we explain. The Machlokes Basilu Beshamai, it brought down the Ksuvis, the Machlokes in Saita. The Mount Ksuvis in the 8th parak. Shah Amid Ligvais Kigavi Domi. The Machlokes is the following case. Shah Ha'emet Ligves Kigavi Domi. The Machlokes of Basil Basham is talking about Saito. Saito. Actually, he said there was Kinu and Steve and Sovik Zinso. Sovik Zinso. And no Aiden. And so then she has to drink. It is a Chi of Sashkos May Saito. She doesn't drink. It's a Yaitse with a Ksuba without a Ksuba. So who's the Muzok? So the Baal is Muzok at the moment. So Basila says, Teitzei Vlok Tzuvu. But Shami says, Shtaro, I'm in league with Sigov Vidomi. The Pashat there is, and this is where the Ali Shem understand, the machlekes b'sil b'shama is when you have a mil v'bishtar or achiv or ksuba achiv mil v'bishtar, who's the muzak on that money? So b'shama has an extreme shita in shtar. The shita is that the moment itself in question, the chayv The chayv, right? We talked about Lubav and chayv previously, yesterday and before. The chayv, the moment which is being nitba, is in the becheskas balashtar.
What's the word oimed ligmas?
Oimed means it's not gover yet. Oimed ligmas ki gover tov means it's coming together.
I'm saying there's a chance that she might back first also.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. What to say? Should say something else? Shad Musa. And we still, I don't know, even though it's not, it's only Oime, it's only a Bekoyach. But that's for sure that, the Dosh of Shumas is a whole, and the Dvom Bekoy, Mamas Dvom Amukim here, like the point, Beishamay always goes with the Bekoyach. And this is a Mahalach and Beishamay in culture as well. Beishamay emphasizes the Bekoyach of things, so that's why, But so this is a simple example of that. The Bekoyach, the Ashtar is the Bekoyach to be Tevei Momen. Be Tevei Momen. So the Oymed Livet Yigovi Domi. The Baal Ashtar, in this case, Isha. This is a Baal Ashtar. The Baal Ashtar is very Musuk in the moment. And Beis Elul says, no. Not Musuk. Because it's not Yigovi, it's a Melde. The Shalu is, here's the Shalu. So over there, in the case of Saito, Eishisha and Sofik, Saito, so we pass like Beis Hillel. Now laws like Beis Hillel, that's Beisham. Beisham says, Sham, I'm in liberty, go be domi. And we apply the din of Meis Mechavel of Raya. And forget, the din of Meis Mechavel of Raya is suspended Lugamri. Suspended. Or forget, it's in favor of the Isha. Forget. She's like the Mulzok, by virtue of being the Balashtam. But we hold like Beis Hillel. Allah like Beis Hillel. Fine. So Mele, that's when they have a post sophic. So the Shal is now here's it's not Shred, they have to be magdi very well. So what is the Ramban and the Achrenim, the Shach and the Shmaitzah, what do they understand when they play the Chor, they're playing by Shammai here. So why is that Migla Hoitzi? It's a Migla Hoitzi. It's Halachim Mamas, so we're using Roydra, since we pass in, that Migloikis, they still by Shammai. We pass like Beis Hillel. So who's the Musak? The one, the Musak on the piloting of Musak is a Musak in Din. Period. No, so then we should apply the Dinim. So then now if we want to be mighty, we have a Migdal mighty. So it should be Migdal mighty. If we want to use Roy. Why is it not? What, how come Shtar is a mitigating factor that we use Dinim? Is the Chayyim them Halach? Yeah, you want to say something? Go ahead. It's not like this. The machlokes is in absolute terms. It looks like this. Here's a chat. You understand the shailu? You hear where we're coming from? Everybody with me? The halach is like Beis Hillel. The ashtar, the musak on the chayva that's mentioned about it in the shar is the loyv. The nitpa. And we apply the dinim of Amos Mechavel Avaraya. Zech Lakotu Bedin. Amos Mechavel Avaraya is in favor of the one that has the money in his hand. Not in the favor of the Baal Ashtar. So how come if the Baal Ashtar is a migoy, we say it's not a migul haitzi, the Rabban Shuvah says, how come we can apply roiv in favor of the Baal Ashtar? That's what he might say about the roiv. That's
how. Is he saying that Beis Hillel holds that he's the bottom of the chov, or happens to be the tzah of the chov is the ketzvin, he's the bottom of, he happens to be...
Both. Pashas in both. No, chov about this moment. Chayv, that's what we said already, it's the moment that he has. But he says there is a chayv, and he says there's no chayv. So that's an abstract time we need done. The repayal is $100. On the $100, the loiv is Musa. Because the loiv denies that there's a chayv. He doesn't say there is a chayv, he denies a chayv. The Isha says, Lois Zidisa. She says, Oh, Bezna says, maybe Lois Zidisa. We don't know. The Baal says that she was from Zan. So no, there is no Chayv. Yeah. This is how the Achronim. The Pshat is like this. The Shmaitzah came out, he kept close to saying it. The Dimas is like this. In absolute terms, who's the Musak on the moment? The one that has the money, Bepoil. The one that has the money, he's the Musak on the moment. However, these halachas, these halachas, migul haitzel, let's understand, migul haitzel, what I mean. Let's say that, because that's how it's looking. What's a halachas like this? Be'emes. Be'emes. The time that they said is not strong enough. But he had available to him a good time to be Meitzi Mom. He could have been Meitzi Mom. So the Pshat is, the Pshat, when they say Migul Haitzi, it's not a Migul Haitzi, they say, Kahai Gavno, we say Migul Haitzi. That when he comes to Meitzi Mom together with a Shtar, normally, when there's no shtar, so a tiny whose koich is enhanced by the migo is not strong enough to be Meitzi Mom. The musik is stronger than the enhanced than the alimus that the migo gives the tevei. Still not good enough. But the alochi, the emes that the alochi is that because you have to know this that you say you have to know in a good tiny give Meitzi Mom. But there's a mandoma, the boy shall boy odif. There's a dubma, not a raya, but a dubma. Boy shall boy odif. There's a mandoma, a filo haitzi moment. Does he contradict the gamma, the din of a mason of a raya? The hamaroy in the whole, boy shall boy odif, haitzi moment. How does it work? So one mahalach is that. That they need a right, but all of a right doesn't mean that there's no time in the time. If Bezin is done the tainus, and here's a good tainus, and here's a lousy tainus, the good tainus can be owned sometimes in Meitzi Mom. But it has to be a good tainus. How good, what advantage does the good tainus have to have of the Tevei, have to have over the tainus of the Nitpa? So he says, Boi Misham is enough of an alim was to be Meitzi Mom, and we pass him, no, that could not have been the Meitzi Mom of Raya. But that's just a dogma, that's a dogma. Now we come back to our case. Here, there's a migo, so the Achorim speak out. Migo, if you hold migo, I say, well, I mean, and it means that the muzik is stronger than the enhancement that that migo gives him. And roiv is not enough for Rai, the most of the Meitzi Mom. But when they come together with this, but they come together with the Meitzi Mom and B'Koyach HaShav, so then the migo enhances the time to the point of the Meitzi Mom. It's not migo haitzi amina, it's not migo not lo haitzi, it's migo haitzi amina. Because when there's a Shav, it's easy to be Meitzi Mom. That's the difference between it's not Vesham. We're not falling into Vesham. We're saying Vesilas Maskim that it's easier to loosen the, if you want to give a posit a grob muscle. When there's a shah, so the musikos of the muscle is not so strong. And that's not what they're saying. It's easier to loosen the moment from his grip in din. I mean from his in din. So maybe even according to Vesilo, that's a mal of Sham. And that's a mal of Roiv. In Hilchos Raya, we have like this. Raya is not good enough Raya to make him moment. Why? Nobody knows. Too much question, that's the gasha. Why? We kill based on Raya? It's a gasha, nobody has a good answer. I mean, it's actually, yes, it is, I don't know. There's a shayla. But whatever the territory is normally, but here, when there's a shtar, so Raya suffices as a Raya. So again, we're making the din of a Mason Mahal Raya with Raya. And we're making the din that we make him moment with a good time, with a Migul Haitzi. It's not that we make him a Muzak, it's not a Migul Haitzi. The Migul Haitzi is not good, but it's easy to make him moment.
The point of the Migul
That's the Hezbollah in that sheet.
The point of the Migul is not acting by itself to Muzak, the moment just helping out the star.
Yeah, that's what they say. I'm just saying, I'm being masked, it's the seventh Hezbollah, the site is in the Achorin. Okay, right. That's the sheet of the Ramban here. So made like this. So I just put it back into the sugya. So the migah, they could have said ladam. He's neman with his tainus to be meitzi mom. They get down spotty. Don't have to do any fancy chiluk. Fine. The Ramban in chidushim in Barbasa says a different word. The Ramban also addresses the kasha, and he says a different tainus in chidushim. He says that technically, really, the migah is not being meitzi. He's then the tainer of Sitroi is about Mom should be Odoi. Mom should be Odoi. The money that was paid up, the Loiber says that money was paid in Ashtar, and the Malva says that money was paid in Sitroi. So we believe him, he's now Mom, since no aid, the Migur Ladam gives him the money about the Mom should be Odoi. He's not that, we isolate, we separate, we disentangle. There are two halakim here to the tainer. the Sefer was paying back, and he says it wasn't. I didn't do it for that. So we treat that in isolation. We give him the moment. The moment should be your doy. He's not being wasted anything yet. He's on the way. Then we say we may when he comes to be tevei the shtar, says he doesn't need a migoy. He is being tevei a move shav shtar, and he forestalled, he preempted the tainus paraiti, or the tainus paraiti. He preempted the tainus paraiti about that. If he has to, I think on that he has to preempt the tainus paraiti. We spoke about the rosh already, but he did it already. He said, that money, that was a troy, and he was not going to be that. So there's no migul hoitzi. There's no migul hoitzi here b'chol. Says Rabban, even Rabban Bavon, he says, even though his koyach, his ability to make the moment, it comes in the wake of the migui, but it's not a migul hoitzi. Not a migul hoitzi. Yeah, that's Rosh Hashanah Rabban, that you saw, that everybody saw. Now, we want to talk about a little bit, what's the machlokes hold on? A little bit, but the every time doesn't hold on. Rabban, who is Taisel Chayv doesn't hold on. What's the machlokes hold on? I'm not sure I have to understand. Could be actually before we see that, we'll see enough comedian. Because this is Bob, the other one is the Shach says, and second, the Shach says in Pei Beis, Yikon Chof says, that's about another case. What if there's Sitroi on the one hand, and the other Chayv is not a Milveh Shach? But a Milveh about which the Malveh said, Al Tafeini El Beidim. That's not the thing. The Gemara says in Shavuos, if you tell them, the Malveh tells Loibel, he was Malvin Beidim, and when he told him, Al Tafri Eni, Elu Beidim, so the Loibe doesn't have the bonus of Tani Parati. He said, Din Oza. So now, this case unfolded with not the concerning Amu Bashar, but Sitroi, and such a Amu Bapel of Al Tafri Eni, Elu Beidim. So just like in the Amu Bashar, what's not Gemina? In the Amu Bashar, it's possible that the Malveh prefers to have the Chayv Shabashar outstanding, because it's much easier to be Tavei Amu Bashar than Stam Amu Bashar, right? That's possible. That's the case in Gemara. That's his vested interest in this. But who are Din Muinyan, it's Kabul Hovin, that the Malveh wants to have outstanding of two Chayvish, he'd rather have outstanding, he'd rather settle this Sitroi and have remain unsettled with the rain and be left with this Milveh of Al Tafri Eni El Beidim, because it's still a Malveh, it's still a good thing. Yeah, the other guy can't find it. So what's the din? What's the din in our sugya? In our sugya, we said the lawyer said I paid back that chayv, and the mom said no, he paid back the toy, you know, and that the end of chayv out of pain, he paid himself. So the shach and the choice of the elaborate the choice in Sukkot and Yud. They say, well, what would you say?
Was it Havah
Be'edim
also? Then it also loosens up the
Hazak
of the
Kesef by the world. Why?
Like a
Shash.
You could always bring
Mosaic. But we passed Stamba, it was Al Tafeini El Beidim. Doesn't make a difference. Either we passed it in Malvis Chavah Be'edim, Mesel Be'edim. But this was, he said, Al Tafeini El Beidim. No, so they say it's totally on the two Rabban, Rabban in Shuvis and Rabban in Chidushim. Right? Why is it totally? It's very possible. If you go like the Rabban in Shuvis, which Rabban brings, which the Shmaisa brings, that it's a milk, Bamez is a Migul Haitzi. This is a Migul Haitzi. But Migul Haitzi, I mean, when there's a star, in conjunction with a star, we say Migul Haitzi. Because when there's a star learns itself. To Migul Haitzi. Mashiach Kain, any other time is in Tfiyah's moment, don't lend themselves to Migul Haitzi. Migul Haitzi, like me, never done a clown. The Shtar yet. In the Fizah, here there's no Shtar, there's no benefit of a Shtar. So we, Hadrina, we go back to the cloud, Migul Haitzi, like me, this is what the Shtar will say. Hashemkein, according to Rabbanu Chidushim, the way we just spoke out, that we isolate the two halves of the Taina. We say the Migo is al mamash miyodai. The Migo is mamash miyodai. So he's able to say that. Money, which is, if there was no Edom, Shas Maaseh. The moment which he gave me, was for Sitroi. The other Chayv is still standing, and since he has a kind of Ladam, so he's Nemon. So now he's in a position to be the way. Now pay me back the other Chayv. So it's not Nem towards Migo. The Migo was applied last week, and it's not a Migo Hayitz Bechlal. So in this case will be told on the two things on the Rabbanu Chidushim and Shuvos. Right, good. Oh. Now we have like this. Now we come back to the right. That's the Shachan of Tzitzis. Now next Zehanan. But the bigger shaila, whether what's the pshat that in the shtar, when the shtar, so we don't need either miglaiz. I mean, as Master said, this machleket. That's an idea. I'm selling to an idea. I'm not saying it's holy. You don't think it's holy. In Sefer Tumas, it's machleket. Sefer Tumas in Simon Nun Gimel brings down the big machleket. If the malve pulls out a shtar. And Sefer Tumas is Nun Tes, and Sefer Tumas is Nun Gimel, and Chesher Mishpat is Nun Tes. And the Malva puts out a star, and the Leiva says Puah, and the Malva says Ein Yodea. And here, his Malva is the very, very chosh, very sayers digi machloikis, sayers digi case. The Baal Ashtar, he has a Ashtar. He comes to Bezal Ashtar, the Lord says, right thing, and anything. Don't remember, I don't know. So what would you say? Oh. That's one side. What's the other side? Good. What's the other side? One time, look how you would, the immediate reaction would be to say that Shoch Ben, my boy, that's still there. Yeah. And what's the other side? Oh, Boy Shem Boy Odif. And where do we apply Boy Shem Boy Odif? So what should I be told you? So Chayes, I'll take a little bit more. I guess that's what will Chayes, what is the Shiloh told him? Here's Shoch Ben Odif. And then you say Boy Shem. So which principle do we apply?
We always say Baruch Hashem and Mangum
Mokhsta. Right, but that we pass in like this. In Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yodiv, that's for sure, we pass in exactly God to be the most male of a right. That's for sure, pass in the most male of a right. We don't pass in that you might see him with Bori alone. With but here the Musak is a Bori, the Musak is a Bori, the Red Hashem also, so with the Koshkin. It could be, what one might think. Yeah, what do you want to say?
I don't know if it's such a Shema if he has a star.
He says Shema. He says Shema. He says Shema.
No, but that means that there's still a
Chayv. So one might think that the Shiloh is like this. The Shiloh, you might think. The Sefer Tumas goes up one key woman. Because I said the Shiloh could be totally under a lot of different factors. Sefer Tumas is totally in one thing, whether it's there's a Chashad. But the Chayv says already that loved Afke, the focus on the focus. One might think that Shiloh, what role and what function, if any, does Taina play? Does Taina play, or the Toike of the Taina play when with the Shtar? Does Shtar need a Taina? Forget, does the Shtar need a Taina or not? And if so, what kind of a Taina does it need? Then we say, Shtar read my boss. It could be that the Shtar itself, the Shtar is a Raya and Eidus perhaps. Shtar might be Eidus, or it might be a Raya, or it might be Zotzach Eidus of Barachiyuv, or Raya Barachiyuv. That is Halvah. So what if he says he wants to pay me, then we're not talking about that. He says he wants to pay me. Here's the Shtar, but he wants to pay me. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about, so two ways of saying it. Either you don't need a Taina, or Kaigav, that Taina Shtar is good enough. Taina Shtar is good enough. This is similar, I'm not being tailored, but that's whoever knows, is the Machlokes. It's just for Sabbath reason, not more than that. It's a machlok, it's big machlok to shine him by Eirechot. Eirechot. What's the din of a tiny shaman by Eirechot? If the Tevei comes to bed and with an Eirechot, the Eirechot says, sure, he owes the money. Tevei says, I think so. The Eirechot, sure, I'm not, he's honest. What's the din? Is a Chishuva by Kagab? It's not talking to the Zevachal, but the simple machlok is. So here we have machleid shanim that the shah function, the shah function with a tiny shamo. Is it mechay moment or not? Could be. I come on, that could be the machleidus. So now we come to this. So now we want to apply it to our case. What would this say?
What's the basis for me going to
learn
if it's
shocker?
And then it can be
made to know what I'm saying. I brought you to the things, I'm not saying.
I don't know.
Okay, so think about it.